Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're talking in Spotsylvania schools this morning and an event that's taking place this Saturday, 9 to 5, over near the Spotsylvania Town Center. We're going to get into all of that this morning. Michelle Swisher is here, school social worker, and Renee Daniels with Spotsylvania County Schools, the Director of Communications and Community Engagement. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It's been a long time since we have talked about things, but I mean, one of my favorite topics, Michelle, is when we talk about Treasure House, because boy, what a Treasure House just helps so many families.
It does. It's our little place out in Spotsylvania at Massaponics High School that supports our families in need. Folks can come once a month and shop for free for hygiene, school supplies, food, clothing, really whatever they need. Whatever you go to the store for, we hope to have at Treasure House. It's 100% supported by our community, which we cannot thank them enough for their ongoing support all the time. But we're proud of it. It's our little gym.
Well, you should be proud of it because, I mean, you've gone and talked to national conferences about Treasure House.
I have. Our social work team and our school counselors and administrators in Spotsylvania all help promote Treasure House, and we could not do it without everybody else. March is social work month across the nation, and so it's one of those things I think we should highlight social workers and talk about, you know, what we do to influence our community and help support families and students in our school system.
We'll do that this morning. That's a good idea. I didn't know that this was social worker month.
Yes.
But you all do great things. I think the last time you were in, I was before Stuff the Bus, and you and Lisa Dolan were in talking about things. And it was, you do so many things that I think a lot of us just don't realize.
Yes, we wear many hats. And I think that's the great thing about being a social worker is you do wear many hats, and you help support families both at school and in the community. So I think it's important to know that our goal is always to be child focused. And that's one of the benefits of Treasure House is it's child focused and helping to meet the basic needs for our students.
It is. And I have to go back. I've been out there a bunch of times, and it's so well run. It's not the kind of thing. I mean, it's like going into a little store, and everybody is just treated with such dignity.
Yep, that's the way it was intended to be. You know, I didn't want people to feel less than or not as important just because they have to have a hand up. I don't look at it as a handout because I think it's important that sometimes people fall on bad times and need a little support. And that's what Treasure House is all about, is to provide that support for our students and their families.
How did it get started?
Started in the back of my car.
It started
with crock pots that I would drive around in the back of my car, my van at the time, and give out to families that were residing in the local motels, or some hygiene products that I had picked up. And, you know, there was a great newspaper article that came out, and the community took notice, and they started blessing us with lots of things. It kind of moved from there. We had the help of Amanda Blaylock to get us a location. That became Massaponics High School, and Dr. Pisani was very supportive as well. And it just kind of grew from there. And then our community took hold, and they have taken care of us. We've had, you know, a community garden outside where folks can get fresh produce. We've had, you know, a group come in and paint the walls for us. Somebody donated the shelving. I mean, it has been truly a blessing. And then all the goodies that are inside that support our families.
I remember the night you spoke in front of the school board. I was watching it. I may have been there, or I was watching it on TV, but I remember I was dumbfounded with just the numbers you were giving.
Yes. I mean, I think a lot of people think that when we talk about homeless, we're just thinking about the folks that are street homeless. But under the McKinney-Vento Act, it actually is families or students that are residing with other people or doubled up, possibly in a hotel or in a shelter setting. Those are the numbers that the school system looks at. We currently have about 482 identified students for this year. That count starts over every year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we ended with about 636 students. That's too many to me. I mean, one is too many.
Yeah.
And so we want to help students kind of have the basic needs they need met in order to come to school and be ready to learn and receive their instruction.
I remember after you were in front of the school board, and I remember Amanda questioned you a lot. I don't even think the meeting was over, and she texted me and said, "Get her on your show." and I had already started looking up your email address, and then that's how we met. But and we talked Crock-Pot. I mean, at that point, I mean, Crock-Pots really was your lifeline, and that's when you explained to me just how important a Crock-Pot is to a family.
It is, and it changes people's perspective. And I will tell you, when I first started this job 10 years ago, Ted, I had no idea what people needed. Mm. Like, had no idea. My clients have taught me so much in the last 10 years, and I am so thankful for them and what I have learned from them and what I've learned about our community. I mean, this is probably the most giving place that I've ever lived in, and I'm very thankful for that. And I've been very proud to be able to go out and share that story across the country when I've spoken at those national conferences about how your community does want to help. It's just a matter of helping them know what to do and how to do it. And that's one of the things I think social workers are really proud of, is that we can help, you know, move change.
Yeah. And we're going to continue to talk about social workers and that stuff. Michelle Swisher is here. Also is Renee Daniels is here. There's an event on Saturday. And I sort of flippantly said when you came in, "Oh, this is sort of like stuff the bus, but there's no bus." And then you said, "Well, this is what we're going to do." And at the end, it was like, "Well, it's not anything like stuff the bus. This is really its own event in an important event on Saturday."
That's right. We're calling the event the Hope Connection, and the idea is that we want to make it easy for people to donate. All of the donations that we collect on Saturday from 9 to 5, and we're going to be out in front of the Spotsylvania Town Center near the Red Lobster in the parking lot. We're going to make this super easy. They can actually just drive up. We'll have a tent out. They'll drop off their donation to our volunteers that are working and drive on out. And the focus of the items that we're trying to collect are different than Stuff the Bus. The Stuff the Bus is school supplies and getting the kids ready for school.
Mm-hmm.
But for this, we're focusing on personal hygiene items and laundry detergent, dish soap, things like that. We have a list on our website, and we can kind of go over the list as well. But it's really a different kind of concept. And we've partnered with Spotsylvania Town Center, and B101 is doing some advertising for us as well. We're very happy that they came on board and joined this event with us. But some of the mall businesses are actually donating prizes, so that when you make a donation, we're going to put your name in the hat and you can win some wonderful things.
Hmm. Great. Well, and I guess this is, especially this time of year, you're hoping that by getting some of these just real basic kind of supplies, that will at least get you through the rest of the school year.
We're hopeful. We have a box truck, and we really want to fill it up. I know Michelle is like, "Let's fill that box truck up," because that would take us to the end of the school year if we can fill it up. So that is our goal.
I can just see you. I mean, Michelle, when you're there for Stuff the Bus, you're just like, and you're filling up trucks and things, and you're just like, you know, let's do this.
Correct. And, you know, the one great thing I will say, too, about Treasure House is we serve all of Spotsylvania County mm-hmm. school students. You know, school counselors and school social workers and administrators will even contact us and say, "Hey, do you have some stuff we can help a family out with?" And we get it together, or we have the family come out and pick what they like. But, you know, if we have a family that's had a house fire, that's happened in the past, where we put together a box immediately and get stuff to them, so they're not having to worry about toothbrushes and, you know, socks. I mean.
Well, when you talk about all of Spotsylvania, I think a few years ago, a lot of us would have thought, yeah, this is Treasure House is good for if you're out at Livingston or, you know, maybe even Post Oak. But you hear every school, even schools in that are, you know, near affluent areas, have a lot of kids.
Yes, we
involved.
Have. Unfortunately, we have students in every school that has needs, and that's what we're there to help support with what those needs are.
Michelle Swisher is here. Renee Daniels is here. We're talking about Hope Connection and the donation drive on Saturday, 9 to 5 at near the Spotsylvania Town Center, the Spotsylvania Mall parking lot beside Red Lobster and in Jared's, and there'll be a truck there collecting things. That's what we're talking about this morning. We will continue when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Renee Daniels and Michelle Swisher here from Spotsylvania County Schools. We're talking about an event on Saturday that a donation and drive-through that benefits Treasure House. And we will talk more about that and give you all kinds of information as we go along in this hour. One of the things we were just talking about off-air, Michelle, was just the fact that what Treasure House does, hopefully, is you prevent people from going into homelessness, because once they become homeless, I guess that opens up just a lot of other problems.
Yes, it's more difficult. I mean, you're paying to just maintain, and you can't get ahead to get those security deposits. So it's much easier if we can help support families so they don't fall into that trap, because it is very hard to get out. So Treasure House is one of those places that families can come and get food, clothing, school supplies, hygiene products, that hopefully they can use that money then to kind of support that housing need. Now, we don't know if this is true, but I can tell you in years past, we used to get a lot of calls for folks needing help with electric assistance. Mm-hmm. Those calls have gone down. Do I think it's because of Treasure House? I'm going to say yes. I don't know if that's true, but I do think there's a correlation if we can help support in other ways, that then those needs are getting met.
I can pay for the electricity because you've helped me provide,
food and laundry detergent
and
those kind of things. Yes.
Yeah. So it really is the kind of thing where Treasure House is keeping people, treading above and able to keep going until something changes.
And that's one of those things. That's where like Hope Connection this weekend and Rock Out Knockout we've done in the past and Stuff the Bus, all of those events are so supportive to Treasure House, because we can't do this alone without the support of our community. It just doesn't happen. So we can't thank enough for people to come out and support us this weekend. If you're out on Route 3, drop by, drop it off, say hey to us. We're going to be out there all day. And we'll, chat. We can talk about what we do. We're always open to come talk to community leaders, events, anything to talk about how ways to support our students in Spotsylvania County.
Renee, when in the past, some of these events, like the Stuff the Bus or Rock Out Knockout Homelessness, it's so interesting seeing so many people come by. And you still run into people who don't even, who this is Treasure House and what Spotsylvania County Schools are doing is something new to them.
Absolutely. But it's definitely our community. The outreach that, the outpouring that we receive from our community is incredible for these types of events. And our partners in education who support our school division, they're supporting us. We have just families supporting us. We have people who previously used Treasure House who are now back on track, and they're coming out to support us. So it's kind of a round circle and goes, it just comes back around. We are very pleased to have our partners coming out this weekend to help us, and we have some great partners that we've partnered with Marriott Historic Fredericksburg. They're giving away a night at the hotel, so that's kind of fun. Cancun Margarita and Grill, Red Lobster, the Spotsylvania Town Center, the Chick-fil-A in the mall, and Papa John's is also helping us with this weekend. So not only do we have individuals helping us, but we have the business community helping us as well. And that really makes a huge difference when we're putting on an event like this, because we really need everybody's support to make it successful.
It is 9 to 5 on Saturday, and you're in the mall part. You're really like in front of the mall.
Absolutely. What we wanted to do is really make it as easy as possible. People will just drive up, drop off their donation. If they want to get out, we will kind of have a place where we can take a picture with their donation, and I'm going to be tweeting it out so they can get a little shout out on social media.
Oh, good.
So that'll be kind of fun, but they don't have to get out of the car. It is going to be kind of chilly, but we're hoping for nice
no
weather.
Rain. No rain.
No rain. I saw that.
But We are going to have our students out there as well, because it's a community service opportunity for them, so they can earn community service hours for their diploma. So it's a win-win for our students as well, because they're giving back as well to help collect the donations.
Well, one of the things, when you mentioned the number so far this year, Michelle, of 482, and you just look at that and think there's still too much school left, and it's gonna be just about what it was last year, and maybe even above it. We always talk about this, that this involves every school. And,
yes.
And if your kids are in school, they've got friends. They may not know it, but they've got friends that are homeless.
Correct. And we don't want them to know necessarily that they're in that situation, you know, due to confidentiality reasons. But yes, every school has a student that unfortunately is homeless this year. You know, and that doesn't even include those folks that are struggling, because I think, you know, that number is much larger than 482 that are having financial difficulties. And Treasure House is one of those ways that we can help support them and make things a little better, and kind of serve that whole child concept. You know, a child can't come to school and be ready to learn if they're hungry and they don't feel clean and, you know, not dressed appropriately. They need those supports to be able to come to school.
And by being able to give them those supports, they fit right in.
Yes.
And they're not feeling like, I mean, life is obviously tough, but at least on the outer level of things, they're fitting in.
Yes, and they get new stuff. You know, that's one of the things about Treasure House. We do take some used clothing, but all the hygiene products, school supplies, and the food, all of those are new items. You know. Because we want people to have dignity when they come and pick. And there's also choice. You know, I like for somebody to be able to choose what kind of shampoo they would like, or what kind of deodorant or laundry detergent. And I think that's important to have that opportunity to choose.
How does a person get connected to you? How does that work?
Well, if they're identified under McKinney Vento, they'll get a letter when that happens, and it lets them know they have access to Treasure House. In terms of prevention cases, those folks are often referred by their school social worker. They have to go get a referral from the school social worker in their school, and then they would talk to them to see if they meet the criteria, and if they are in need, then they have that access. Treasure House is open. We've moved up to 3 days a week. Used to be twice a week. Now we're up to 3 days a week to support our families. We have a drop box outside on our front porch, so we can take donations at all times. Like if you're out and you're running around at 8:30 at night and you want to drop it, we have a location right there at Treasure House that we can take donations.
It's at Massaponics High School, and it's really easy to follow. You pretty much it's like you're going to a football game.
Yep, and it's the trailer that has the covered front porch. We also take monetary donations, because we use those monetary donations to support students to do other things like prom tickets. And if somebody needs a tuxedo rental, we help them get that, or yearbooks. Or we had one student was going to participate in a trip to Hershey Park with his band. We were able to pay for that out of that fund, so that he'll still be able to participate with his classmates. And those are important things in the life of a student.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that they have every opportunity to participate in those.
I've always thought, when we've talked this in the past about the prom, it's just a great way to help.
Yes.
Help, you know, talk about feeling left out. And when everybody's going to prom, and you can't.
We had a student a couple years ago. We gave her a gift certificate to the mall so she could get dress, shoes, nails done, whatever she wanted to purchase, but she got dress, shoes, and nails is what she purchased for her stuff, so that she could go to the prom as a senior. So I think it's important to have those opportunities that everybody else has, but to have the dignity to have everything new also.
Yeah. So, Renee, what are some of the things then you're looking for on Saturday?
So we're looking for laundry detergent, dish soap, deodorant, feminine products, shampoo and conditioner, body wash, toothpaste, ethnic hair products, and we're also looking for individually wrapped snacks, so like snack packs, things like that, fruit cups, things that we can stock our shelves with to help our students and families.
So just a lot of the basic things. And like you said, if it's not going to work out for you to go to the store to pick up some of this stuff this week, just you can stop by and make a monetary donation.
Absolutely. And if Saturday's not good for you, as Michelle said, you can always drop it off at the Treasure House anytime with the drop box. If you're dropping off monetary donation, we ask that you probably mail that to us or drop it off at the school board office.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's going to be really fun and easy, and we're really excited about the event.
And I know you've got all kinds of information, too, on your website. If somebody misses this and wants to know a little bit more, mm-hmm. it's right there on the website.
Right. And we're always looking for businesses to partner with us. So if they want to have business wants to have an individual drive at their location, we're on board with that. We can help them set that up. And then we can even pick up those donations in our community bus called Rover. We'll stop by your business. We'll get your picture, put it on our Twitter page, and give you a shout out for making a donation to Treasure House. And then we'll drop it off at the Treasure House and Michelle loves when we give her those calls. Hey, we've got a business that did a collection, and we're going to stop by and drop off a donation. And Michelle's always excited when we give her those emails or calls.
Well, and the other thing is, it doesn't have to be just a business in Spotsylvania, because you might be in Stafford or in the city. Because you mentioned, you know, the Marriott. You might be in the city. All these places have employees that live in Spotsylvania.
Absolutely. We don't discriminate. We will take anything from anyone. We love any type of support that we can receive. And our businesses, like you said, we have people that live in Spotsy that work in other counties, and we're happy to partner with anyone. They do not need to just live or work in Spotsylvania County.
It is called Hope Connection, and it's basically a drive-through benefiting Treasure House on Saturday from 9 to 5, and we will continue to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, when we come back, the day in a life of a social worker, and we're going to find out just all the different things that you do, Michelle, and we'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA, Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Renee Daniels and Michelle Swisher here this morning from Spotsylvania County Schools as we talk about Treasure House. And again, there is a drive-through benefit for Treasure House Saturday, 9 to 5, where you can, over by the Spotsylvania Mall, right in front of the mall, and just pull in, drop off your stuff, and be on your way. And we'll get to talk about what you're looking for on Saturday with that. But with a... We need to talk a little bit about social workers, Michelle, because it's just, as every time I talk to you, I learn something new. I mean, there are just a lot of levels.
Yes.
With what you do. It's just not, there just are a lot of levels, and we hear about social workers, but I think a lot of us don't really understand what does that mean?
Well, and I think a lot of times people think of social workers as the people that take people's children.
Yeah,
I mean, that's unfortunately, and that is not what social workers do. The job is so much bigger than that. As a school social worker, you work within a school setting, and you're kind of that connection between home and community and school.
Mm-hmm.
We wear many hats. We have about 23 social workers right now in Spotsylvania County. They're looking to increase that with our budget upcoming. Of that, we have, I think it's 13 social workers, or what's called licensed clinical social workers. So we hold a license, which is, you know, we can go and hang a shingle in the community and do private practice. But a lot of times social workers will do reports that they have to write about students. They will provide counseling to students. They do threat and risk assessments of students. They work with families to help them, link with community resources on many different levels. You know, if you have a child that has... some things that are going on and making school difficult, they'll mm-hmm. help link them with services in the community. They work with teachers and administrators to help kind of educate them on different needs of students. If there's a mental health diagnosis, they can help educate those folks. They help teachers come up with strategies and ideas of how to work with students in their classroom. our school system is really working towards trauma-informed schools, which is great because it's helping people recognize that adverse childhood experiences impact children and it can impact their learning. Instead of looking at folks who, when something is going on and saying, what's wrong with that child? Kind of taking that lens and going, what's happened to that child? And that is a big shift in the way people are thinking. And so social workers can be involved with restorative justice in their school. We help provide just education in general to the community and families as well. I think, you know, that's the cool thing about being a social worker is you wear a lot of different hats and you're supporting families and students in many different ways.
Boy, but I can't imagine in the course of a day how busy you are and how you go from one to another to, you know, and they all could be different.
Yes, that can absolutely happen. And that's kind of like the part that I kind of like that because I like doing something different every day. But you may not know what your schedule is going to look like when you walk in the door or you have an agenda of what you think it's going to be. And that can change on a dime. So you do have to have the ability to multitask. Most social workers are very empathetic. You know, we're going to help navigate a situation and work to the best of our ability and the best of what needs to happen for that student. But I would say I think most of us love our job. I mean, I think it's Spotsylvania probably doesn't realize the gem they have of having 13 licensed school social workers in their system because that's huge to have that many licensed people in your system, which is great because you have that expertise. As a mental health expert, you have them in your school buildings to help support your students and the families that they work with.
You look at that number, though, and you just think, and it's terrific, but you think of how many schools there are in Spotsylvania, and
it's not enough. I mean, there's 33 schools that are supported, and being able to support all of them, you know, it's, you know, some social workers have two schools, some social workers have one, depending on the grade level of the school. You know, like secondary schools, they have usually one social worker. But even then, that's not enough. If you think about the mental health needs of your student population in a high school setting, you do need more than one person to help manage that. And the school counselors are there as well. But we work collectively and we work together, but we each have our own jobs and responsibilities to support as well.
I'm sure I know more than two, but I mean, I know you and I know Lisa Dolan, and you're two of the nicest people in the world. But and so I can just imagine that's how you all are. And I look at this number and think, that's just not enough.
We rock. I will say that. I'm going to say that about our social workers. We rock. We work hard. We all love our jobs. You know, we care genuinely about our students and our families. You know, and I think that's one thing people don't realize too is, and that's with any social worker, whether it's in a school setting, in a hospital setting, in a Department of Social Services setting, we care about our clients and we think about them when we leave. It is not, we walk out the door at 5 on a Friday and we're done until Monday. I know all of us more than likely are thinking about somebody over that weekend going, are they safe? Do they have food? I hope they have a great weekend. I hope they, you know, don't have a mental health crisis over the weekend. You think about your clients because it's a job that you just don't stop doing. You know, and it's not always easy. Some days are really hard. But then there's the other days that, you know, knock it out of the park and it's a great day.
Well, we've talked in the past about some students who've been homeless who've graduated from college. And I mean, I know the student who graduated from WVU, was it last year? A couple years ago.
He graduated May.
You might as well, I mean, you were as proud as the parents would have been. You were so happy.
I am super proud of him. Like, and I'm proud of all of our students that graduate. I think it takes a very dedicated person to face adversity to keep continuing your education because there's a lot of obstacles that can come in your way. And to work hard and to be overcome that is just amazing. And those students are going to do great things as they keep moving forward into their adulthood. So yeah, I'm a super proud person in his corner. So
well, thank you for what you and all the and everyone does, because this is, I mean, when we first got together and you told me the crock pot story about how important a crock pot was, never even occurred to me. And it just makes so much sense. And just all the different, just kind of the little tricks you've discovered to help some of these families get by. That's just, that mean that you do really care.
I do. I love my job. I say that all the time. I do. I love my job. I love the families I work with and the students I work with. And I think that's what's important is, you know, if you have a job that you learn something new every day, it's wonderful because you're working and you're gaining your own knowledge. And I think I've been very blessed to have that with the people I work with and the students and their families that I work with. I've learned so much from my clients over the past 10 years that I can't ever put that into words, what I've learned from them.
Well, we take a look at these numbers of just every year it goes up, and hopefully you do get some help because you're just...
We're hoping so.
Just really stretched... You really stretch thin, and we a lot of times enough said. I mean, it's just there. You know, there you need some help.
Yes, I think every school should have a school social worker. They need that mental health expert.
Which, and I thought, see, I learned something because when you said 23, and I'm thinking, I think there's over 30 schools in Spotsylvania. So there are schools, and there are families, there are clients, there are people that are going without or not getting as much just because you
right volume of people
volume.
And so, you know, everybody manages to help everybody else, if that makes sense. You know, if another school needs help with something, somebody else chips in to help. But manpower is definitely something that's needed, and those mental health experts are very much needed in our school setting. You know, student count of population may not go up, but the acuity of our students has gone up. Mm-hmm. You know, we have students that have more needs now than when, I mean, I would even say 3 years ago, 5 years ago, definitely 10 years ago. I didn't have families that were living in the hotels for 1, 3, 5 years. I have families right now that have going on for 5 years living in the hotels, and they cannot get out. It's not that they don't want to get out. It's unfortunately they don't have the resources.
There's down, you know, there's deposits,
correct,
and just that kind of thing.
And there's a factor of, you know, something always happens. Life happens along mm-hmm. the way, and it makes it very difficult for families to move out of that setting for many different reasons. But everybody wants to leave the hotels if they could.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, like, our numbers of folks of living in a hotel has risen 35% increasingly over the last 3 years. So every year, 35% has been an increase. When I did the count in January, we had 195 students living in hotels. That's astronomical to me that you have 195 kids living in hotels in Spotsylvania County.
Wow. And you think of what then, how that, there's just so many different levels to that, of just how does a teacher deal with that? Because the child may not have access then to a computer or just a lot of different things.
Well, even just the setup to do homework.
Yeah.
Some of the hotel rooms don't have a table and a chair. They'll have a bed or two beds. So there's no place to sit to actually do physical homework. And that makes it harder to do that. And yes, I think it impacts teachers. And sometimes kids don't know whether they can tell people or not tell people, you know, and teachers are doing all they can. I mean, the amount of money that teachers take out of their pocket to support their students in their classroom. And that kind of goes back to snacks. You know, we're asking mm-hmm. for snacks this weekend. Well, those can hopefully support teachers in some of the school settings as well.
No, it was years ago, and my wife teaches at a school that would be you as you go to it, you drive by a number of large, nice subdivisions, and she'd come home and say, "Do you really need that jacket? I've got somebody, you know, I don't think he has anything, and I don't want to embarrass him, but it would fit, you know, I think it'll fit him or it'll be close." Mm-hmm. And you just think, if that's happening at that school,
yes,
it's happening all over.
And that's where, you know, social workers and school counselors help kind of bridge those gaps for families and students. We had Ace Hardware back in December. They've done this every year. Well, they will contact us and ask us for who needs coats, not student names, but what sizes and gender. And then they, through the month of December, will have their customers purchase coats. Mm-hmm. And then we are able to give those coats out to students within the school system based upon the recommendation of the school counselor or the school social worker. And that's a great community partner right there. That's, you know, there's a need and they're filling the need.
Yeah.
And I love that too, because it's, what color do they like? Do they want a purple coat or a pink coat? Or a camo coat or a black coat. I mean, and so it's not, it's kind of specific to that student.
So do you need any help this year, like with prom season coming up?
That absolutely. Kind of thing? If anybody wants to sponsor, we always are looking for folks. They can make a monetary donation to our homeless student fund, and those can be sent to the school board office. They can make a check out to Spotsylvania County Schools and in the memo line put homeless student fund. And then we can use those funds to generate, to help purchase prom tickets, dresses, if a young lady needs a dress or if a gentleman needs a tuxedo. We've done, like I said, gift certificates to the mall in the past for students to be able to go and purchase whatever they need.
Or yearbooks, if you want to do that. So there's all kinds of things. So there are things in the springs you can get involved with.
We're paying, like I said, we have a student that's going to Hershey Park.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to have some more that'll come up. Field trips, we help purchase field trip costs for students so they can attend a field trip. But really, we support our students in any way that we can.
Yeah. Well, high five your school social worker today if you know who they are.
And
thank you for what you do, because there's just a lot of things, and there's not enough of you. There needs to be more Michelle's and Lisa's and others around. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Michelle Swisher, Renee Daniels here from Spotsylvania County Schools. When we come back, all the information again about the program on Saturday, where you can drop things off at the Spotsylvania Town Center. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Renee Daniels and Michelle Swisher here this morning from Spotsylvania County Schools. We're talking about the Spotsylvania Schools donation drive for Treasure House. It is Saturday from 9 to 5. And Renee, I'll let you describe where it's going to be. This is a little bit of a different location. You've done things at the town center before, but I don't know if you've ever done something outside like this.
No, this is brand new. We're going to try something new this year. So we want to make it really easy for people to give. And so the thought was, when Michelle and Lisa came to me, is they said, we want to do a drive-through drop-off. And I thought, that's a cool idea. Let's do it. So we've branded it Hope Connection, and the mall was just really great to work with. They've been very supportive, trying to get the businesses and the word out to all the people in Town Center. And basically, the idea is that we will have volunteers out there. People will just drive right up. Don't even have to get out of their car, hand over the donation, and drive right off. It'll take less than 2 minutes to give your donation.
Well, and what I like about this is it's the parking lot beside Red Lobster in Jared. So you're not having to, because sometimes you'll go through that horrendous circle. That circle is just, I end up places I don't even want to go because of that circle. Then if you want to, make a quick turn, you just feel like every time, but you're not having to deal with that.
No.
Whichever way you're going, you're away from that part of the parking
right.
lot.
And we know that there'll be a lot of people out at Costco that day, so they can just, pick up those big giant double bonus items and drop them off
that's
right there.
Right.
Because we'll be in front of Costco, like you said, near Red Lobster. So we're out of the circle area.
Yeah.
Easy to get to. And we're going to have a tent out there with the Spotsylvania County logo on it. So you should be able to find us very easily. And volunteers will be there. And the items that we're really looking to get, because this is different from what we've done previously, are personal hygiene items like feminine products, shampoo and conditioner, body wash, toothpaste. We do need ethnic hair products as well. We also want to collect laundry detergent and dish soap. And then we're also looking for individually wrapped snacks so that we can help support, bags that go home for kids on the weekends or even in the classrooms to support kids that maybe don't have snacks during snack time. So we want to be able to help that as well.
Fill those bins up at Treasure House, Michelle, with all this stuff.
Yes, because we need it to get us through not only the end of the year, but Treasure House is open during the summer. Shortened and condensed hours, but we do have folks that come. But we want to be able to support all the way through to the end of the year. We're going into the last 9 weeks starting next week, And we want to just make sure that we're able to support our students.
You get a long summer this year. After the short summer from last year, everything goes back.
Yeah.
One of the things I've always liked about Treasure House, and you have just been adamant from the beginning, that you know this, these kind of things, the laundry detergent, the soap, the deodorant, the shampoo and things, that's all going to be new stuff. It's not going to be like, well, I've used just a little bit of it.
No.
None of that. When you go into Treasure House and you get these kind of things, it's all there. It's new.
It's new. And I want it to be that way for families. We intentionally did that because we want people to have that dignity piece to be able to get new items. Now, we do take some used items. Like, we'll take used household items. Like, people bring us pots and pans and dishes or clothing that they've used. Unfortunately, right now, we don't have the space for clothing. So that's very limited. We tell folks to give myself or Lisa a call and we can have a discussion if that's doable. But yeah, new items through and through is what we need to be ready to support our students through the end of the year.
And speaking of that, we mentioned in the last break, but you do things for kids with proms and yearbooks and that kind of thing. If you want to get involved or if a business wants to get involved.
Absolutely. They can call us and we can. We're always willing to listen to new ideas of what people are wanting to do and how they can support us. And, you know, it's a community effort. So we want the community to be involved. We want them to give us ideas of how else we could support our students. And like I said earlier, we're always willing to come out and talk about Treasure House and the supports that are going on in our schools, along with being trauma-informed and what that looks like and supporting our students.
Well, again, thank you to the social workers.
Hey.
This is your month.
It is.
And
it is.
We
appreciate it.
Really, you mean Spotsylvania, like you said, really has is lucky to have what Spotsylvania has. Again, 9 to 5 on Saturday, right in front of the mall. Renee, I will see you there.
Sounds great.
Great. Thanks.
Michelle Swisher and Renee Daniels from Spotsylvania County Schools. Again, Saturday, 9 to 5. You can help out Treasure House. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.